Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Bill Clinton spoke last night, and he went at it when it comes to Donald Trump.
Former President Bill Clinton took his familiar slot at the Democratic convention, blasting Donald Trump as selfish. Clinton says Trump is all about himself. And the next time you hear him speak, don't count the lies.
Count the eyes.
Clinton says this election features a choice.
Kamala Harris for the people.
Versus the other guy.
He's about me, myself, and I.
Comparing Trump to a tenor warming up before going on stage.
By singing me, 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 me.
But when Harris is president.
Every day will begin with you, 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 you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I got to tell you, I mentioned this in the crossover with Neil Norman earlier. Man, watching Bill Clinton last night, even though I'm younger than him, he made me feel a hell of a lot younger than him. He's aged a bit. I'm not being critical. I'm making an observation here. Speaker Emerita, that's her title? That former Speaker of the House, Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi. She got up on the stage, and she had nothing but nice things to say about her fellow Californian.
I've known Kamala Harris for decades. Personally, I know her a person of deep faith, which is reflected in her community care and service. Officially, she is a leader of strength and wisdom and eloquence on policy, most recently demonstrated fighting for women's right to choose.
Democrats were not the only ones taking the stage last night and bashing Donald Trump.
At the Democratic National Convention, Olivia Troy, a former aide to Vice President Mike Pence, described a fraught scene when she left the executive branch 4 years ago.
Being inside Trump's White House was terrifying. But what keeps me up at night is what'll happen if he gets back there. The guardrails are gone. The few adults in the room the first time resigned or were fired.
And Jeff Duncan, the former Republican lieutenant governor of Georgia, told the Democrats,
if Republicans are being intellectually honest with ourselves, our party is not civil or conservative. It's chaotic and crazy. And the only thing left to do is dump Trump.
And Troy suggested fellow Republicans vote for the Democratic ticket.
You aren't voting for a Democrat. You're voting for democracy. Betraying our party. You're standing up for our country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
You know, those are powerful thoughts. And, you know, isn't it amazing how many people were so close to Donald Trump and say such ugly, really just despicable things about him? These are people who were really, really close to him and saw him away from the stage and behind closed doors. And they have a lot of negative things to say about him. And one extremely famous and well-loved registered independent lent her support to Harris and Walz.
Oprah Winfrey took to the stage here in Chicago saying, we are not so different from our neighbors.
When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No. We just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
And Oprah made a very specific call to Americans in the political center. Americans like me, who are radical moderates, who are moderate Republicans, moderate Democrats, Americans who are not part of the MAGA movement, who still might not be sure who they're going to vote for and who is best for the country.
I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth, that values and character matter most of all. Let us choose freedom. Why? Because that's the best of America. We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris!
As he accepted the vice presidential nomination, Governor Tim Walz highlighted his football background.
Tim Walz leaned heavily into his football coach background to rally Democrats as he accepted the vice presidential nomination. Even before Walz spoke,
come on out, Scarlets!
Members of his state title football team took the stage.
We ran a 44 defense. We played through to the whistle on every single play.
Walz noted he's not used to giving speeches like this, but is well-versed in pep talks.
Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal. But we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field.
Saying the job now is to get in the trenches and do the blocking and tackling. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, and I think it was the J.D. Vance who was making fun of Tim Walz, saying, well, he wasn't the head coach, he was an assistant coach. Was J.D. Vance a head coach? Anyway, Governor Walz really leaned into his background as an educator as well.
A 40-something high school teacher... with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher. Never. We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country.
Last night, there was a touching moment with Tim Walz's son, Gus, in the audience. And even the commentators on Fox News were talking about this touching moment. And it's maybe a time to just put politics aside and see the human side of somebody. And this is what conventions do. They have an opportunity to show the human side of candidates and those involved in the campaign. And Tim Walz's son is ADHD, and I think has another issue that he's dealing with. But, you know, when his dad was up there talking, at one point he just stood up and said, "That's my dad! That's my dad!" And anybody who's a father could put politics aside and realize how great it is when you realize your son is proud of you. All right, this is still an issue. The issue of war in Gaza, it lurks in the background. And one family of a Hamas hostage took the stage in the arena last night.
The parents of a 23-year-old American taken hostage by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel have given a speech at the Democratic National Convention. They were greeted with an extended standing ovation and chants by thousands of Democratic delegates in Chicago. The parents of Hirsch Goldberg Paulin pleaded for the release of the dozens of people who continue to be held captive in Gaza. Here's his father, John Paulin.
This is a political convention. But needing our only son and all of the cherished hostages home is not a political issue. It is a humanitarian issue.
The parents steered clear of politics, but said President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are working tirelessly for a deal to release the hostages and end the fighting in Gaza. I'm Haya Panjwani.
All right, 55 protesters were arrested outside of the Israeli consulate in Chicago. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said this was not a peaceful sit-in.
We had a group that showed up. And they showed up with the intent on committing acts of violence, vandalism. That was their intent. Last night was a danger to our city and a danger to our citizens in this city. Our residents, property, and CPD had to protect that.
You know, anything beyond a peaceful protest needs to be dealt with by law enforcement, period.
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.